In Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, we read about a miraculous event. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. What an amazing experience. What a terrifying experience. Fire descended on the children of Israel. We had never seen such a thing before. We'd never heard of such a thing before. Or had we? Let's examine some ancient Jewish legends that describe a similar occurrence. But we're going to begin with a few references in Scripture. In Exodus chapter 19, we see a description of our preparations to meet with the Almighty on the Feast of Weeks. Exodus 19, verses 18 and 19 record the following. And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because Yahweh descended upon it in fire. And the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. When the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice. This passage in the book of Exodus reports that God spoke and the mountain was covered in fire. Are these two details, the Almighty speaking and the fire, are they related? Do we have any more details about this or similar references in the Scriptures? In the 29th Psalm, David described the glory of the Almighty's voice. In verses 3 through 5, he wrote, "The voice of Yahweh is upon the voice of the waters. Upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. Yahweh is upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars. Yea, Yahweh breaketh the cedars of Lebanon." King David continues in verse 7 with these words, "The voice of Yahweh divides the flames of fire." So we see the Scripture ties the voice of God with thunder and fire in both Exodus and in the Psalms. In the book of Jeremiah, we see something similar. Jeremiah chapter 23 records the Almighty rebuking false prophets. The chapter includes the following declaration in verse 29. "Is not my word like as a fire, saith Yahweh, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces?" The Babylonian Talmud ties these three passages together with an extraordinary result. We are going to read from a translation found at halacha.com. Tractate Shabbat 88b records the following conversation, debate, if you will, about Psalm 68, verse 12. The verse is numbered verse 11 in Christian Bibles. Rabbi Yohanan said, What is meant by the verse, "Adonai gives the word, and they that publish the tidings are a great host"? Every single word that went forth from the Omnipotent was split up into 70 languages. The school of Rabbi Ishmael taught, "And like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces, just as a hammer is divided into many sparks, so every single word that went forth from the Holy One, blessed be He, split up into 70 languages." There's a legend, a midrash, based on the above, that paints an unbelievable picture of the giving of the Torah at Mount Sinai. When the Almighty spoke, His words were divided like sparks and were offered to all the nations in their own language. No nation accepted the Torah except the Jewish people. So the words descended on the children of Israel like individual flames. It is remarkable how close this resembles to what happened on Pentecost, when the Spirit caused the word to be heard in different languages and the fire was divided and descended on the apostles. The Babylonian Talmud was redacted. It was edited and written about 500 years after the miraculous day of Shavuot, when the apostles spoke in tongues. Traditionally, Judaism, however, considers that it was given to Moses at Mount Sinai. While I do not believe that the Talmud originates from Mount Sinai, traditional Judaism implies that what we see in the book of Acts happened on the Feast of Shavuot. It was actually a reenactment of what happened on Shavuot at Mount Sinai. There's one more ancient reference to consider. We're going to draw from the writings of the Jewish sect, usually referred to by the name the Essenes. Their writings were found in the case of Qumran. I'm drawing from the complete Dead Sea Scrolls in English by Geza Vermes. Some of the fragments of parchment that were found in the caves are called the Apocryphon of Moses. Fragments 1Q29 and 4Q376 appear to contain the same message. It is apparently a reference to the Urim and Thummim used by the high priest. These pieces of parchment are so small due to aging and decay that only a partial translation is possible. The Dead Sea Scrolls scholar rendered the following translation of the fragment. I'm reading just part of what the fragment says. It's roughly half of what's recorded we're going to look at. They shall shed light on you, and he shall go out with it with tongues of fire. The left-hand stone on his left side will show himself to the eyes of all the assembly until the priest has completed his speech. Another passage on the fragment continues with the following, and you shall keep and do all that he shall speak to you. This passage is interesting for several reasons. It is believed to have been written in the century before Yeshua's birth in Nazareth. The fragment refers to the stones that the high priest would use to seek direction from the Almighty. The passage includes, and you shall keep and do all that he shall speak to you. This bears a striking resemblance to a passage in the Torah. In Exodus 24, verse 7, while we were at Mount Sinai, we declared, all that Yahweh hath said will we do, and be obedient. But even more striking is the fact that the fragment from the Dead Sea Scrolls mentions tongues of fire. Tongues of fire were involved with our receiving direction from God, the scroll says. It's unclear exactly what the writers of Dead Sea Scrolls meant by this, but the similarity again to the record found in Acts chapter 2 is amazing. The passage in the Talmud was written hundreds of years after the outpouring of the Spirit in Acts chapter 2. But did that portion of the Talmud represent an ancient belief in tongues of fire and speaking in other languages? The fragment of a scroll found in the caves near the Dead Sea is thought to be written 100 years before the book of Acts, though we can't be sure. Does that represent an ancient belief in God's use of tongues of fire to declare his will? Exciting questions, but no obvious answers. But you can be sure of this. What happened in the second chapter of Acts was real. What Peter told the astonished crowd in verses 38 and 39 was real also. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the promises unto you and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Blessed be God for his miracles at Shavuot.